Shalom.
Peace to you.
Does anybody have any food for me? Anybody? Some help, please. Please help. Or a coin, maybe? A coin, just so I can buy some bread. I cannot see. Are you there? Can you help me? Come, sit with me. Talk with me. Be with me. Voices? Voices. I can hear people. Over here. Oh, is it a rabbi, a teacher, and his disciples? Can you hear me, please? Hey, I can hear you talking about me. Yes, I've been blind from birth. It's not my parents' fault. Speaking of which, I've never even seen my parents. I've never seen their faces. All those are my siblings. I've never seen the hills alive and dancing as they're drenched in rain or sun. I've never seen a sunset. Never seen my home, my city of Jerusalem and its beautiful temple. Trapped in a world of darkness, confined to living out my days begging to get by, stuck in circles of poverty and hopelessness. Oh, how I'd just love to see like other people do. I'd love some light in my life. Ugh. Gross. Ugh. Ugh. Did you hear that? Ugh. I just heard someone spitting. COVID. Ugh. Ugh. That rabbi, Jesus. Ugh. Gross. Ugh. And now he's rubbing it in the dirt and ugh. Ugh. He's putting mud in my eyes. Bit dirt in my eyes. Oh, gross. You know, I can't even see in a mirror to rub all this off, Jesus.
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam.
Well, I've got to wash somewhere, so it might as well be where he said. So here I go, off to stumble my way through to Siloam. My eyes can see. Wow. Amazing. I can see. You guys look so beautiful. But what a fresh start. Can you get something of this fresh start? A fresh start for the rest of my life. Like from night to day, from rain to sun, from chaotic to calm, from dead to alive. I've been given a fresh start. For some people, a dramatic, life-changing fresh start is just what's needed. For people needing this, the light and life of Rabbi Jesus can come and work in us to change something enormous in our lives so that we can begin an entirely new type of life, like what's happened for me just now. Huge change is possible. And in communities where massive changes are needed, where there is so much domestic violence and meth use and alcohol abuse and poverty from unaffordable housing. God offers the vision and power for a fresh start like this. Would anyone else here like some spit dirt? Anyone else want some spit dirt? Oh, I see that hand. Are those hands down there? You can come up and get some spit dirt, also known as Play-Doh.
And it's warm,
yeah. It felt quite soothing. Like what Jesus put on my eyes. So come and take, you can come and take and hold some of it and think about what you'd like Jesus to give you a fresh start for. What would you like Jesus to give you a fresh start for? And so here I am. Here I am, a person who was blind, but now can see. And I can see the faces of my neighbors. The people who have seen me all my life. The people who I've lived amongst, walked amongst, received from. But it seems like they don't even know me. They don't even know my name. They don't recognize me, and they certainly aren't celebrating with me in this fresh start. Rather, they seem far more interested in whether the person who made this fresh start possible makes their list of good people. And to do this, they take me to their religious leaders, and they don't even know me, to be quizzed, to be grilled. Where was their faith that something good had happened to me? Craziness. Did my fresh start fit into their narrow way of seeing how God works? All I know is that because of Jesus, I was blind, and now I see. God works in mysterious ways. I wonder if these neighbors and religious leaders, I wonder if they were children, if they'd be better at accepting a fresh start. Children often have a beautiful ability to take people as they come, to accept forgiveness from people and from God. Faith like a child. I'm a child. My parents were brought before these religious leaders as well in order to state whether I'd been blind from birth. It is not sin or people being bad or doing bad things. It is not sin that causes people to be born with difficulties. Whilst this is common sense for most people, it wasn't for religious leaders in my day. Some people have a problem with sin and birth, thinking that our born, natural state before God is that of a sinner. People who are wrong, people who do wrong. The Bible I read presents a different and a much better way of viewing how God sees us. That we are deeply loved, that we're wanted and included, accepted, and that we have purpose and goodness and God-likeness in us. The good news I received from Jesus didn't start with sin. It started with love. Jesus saw me, had loved me, had compassion, had power, and I was blind. But now I see. So there my parents were, standing before the religious leaders, scared. Scared of being excluded from their faith community for supporting something different. You know, it takes courage, doesn't it, to stand up to old ways of doing things and the people that uphold those systems. Capitalism excesses, environmental plunder, people exploiting, religious rules not in line with God's heart. Do you know, I've had a fresh start in a dramatic way. Darkness to light. But I think Jesus is equally into frequent fresh starts. Fresh starts that are always available for all of us. Daily, weekly. We're human, right? We are beautiful, earthy, broken, loved people who don't always get it right, who upset and hurt others, who don't live out the things that God values all the time, who stray onto shadow sides that suck life from others and ourselves. But Jesus gives us a fresh start whenever we need one. And so taking time regularly to consider what we need to apologize for to God and to people, and then to allow ourselves to receive forgiveness. This is good. This is a life skill. This is what God wants. This is giving space for God to work in our lives. Jesus gives us a fresh start whenever we need one. If you want to, you can read about my story in John chapter 9 during the week. Can we pop the next slide on, please, Brent? On the way in here, you would have received a piece of paper. So we're going to have some space to write or to draw things from the last day or week or year that you might want to say sorry to God about. Nobody's going to see what you write or draw. It's between you and God. One of the major themes of the Bible is God's generosity with forgiveness. God puts what we've done behind us. We are free and light to live out who we truly are. Jesus gives us a fresh start whenever we need one. So are you in need of a fresh start this morning? If or when you'd like to, you know, you might want to come and put your drawing or your words on paper into the shredder that we've got at the back there. And it's on automatic, so you just have to feed it in. And that's a symbol of that paper being shredded away into the never ever can be put together sort of away together again. That shows us how God takes away our sin and gives us a fresh start. And there's also, I see that there's a bit more spit dirt up here if you want to touch something to help us, help you think about Jesus' fresh start for you. So here's a song called So Sorry. So we're going to play it through a couple of times, just in case you want to listen to it the first time and then think and write about and shred the second time. Up here there's also some cards up on the table for Lent week 4, and there's some candles there if you haven't got one for your household, if you'd like to light and use that. So we'll play the song through twice.
I'm sorry to words I always think after you're gone, when I realized I was acting all wrong. So selfish to words that could describe, oh, show supply. We
is a prayer for us all. Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Everything exposed by the light becomes light. You have brought your sin into the light of Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Amen.